Missouri Net News is presented by Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators. If you smell gas, leave fast and call your gas company.
The National Weather Service says there is a possibility of severe thunderstorms this afternoon through tonight, especially over central and northeastern Missouri and into Illinois. The main threats from the storms will be damaging winds, large hail, and isolated tornadoes. Gun violence against children in the St. Louis area is continuing. Missouri Net contributor Jill Enders reports from St. Louis.
Gun violence has claimed the lives of more than a dozen children in the St. Louis area in recent months, most of those happening in the city of St. Louis. One of the latest victims is 8-year-old Journey Thompson, who was killed in a shooting near Soldan High School Friday night. This has city leaders such as Mayor Lyda Crewson outraged.
Who shoots in the direction of a 3-year-old? Who shoots in the direction of a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old?
Crime Stoppers is offering separate rewards of $25,000 for solving 4 recent fatal child deaths, including Journey's.
Wednesday, there'll be changes to state vehicle and driver's license law. Ashley Byrd previews a few of those.
First, vehicle inspections will be required 10 years after the model year instead of 5. If the car has less than 150,000 miles, there are no changes for the emissions testing for some counties. Also, processing fees for licensing titles and registrations are all going up. And if a driver runs into a highway or emergency worker in a work zone, their driver's license is automatically revoked unless their appeal is successful or they retake the driving exam.
A passionate environmental activist who successfully prevented the building of the Merrimack River Dam in the 1970s has died. 78-year-old Jerry Sugarman suffered a heart attack after being hit by a bus in St. Louis on Friday. He worked with lawmakers and the Sierra Club to stop the project that would have flooded Merrimack Caverns and Onondaga Cave. The Indiana gray bat would have also been threatened. The state's new financial aid program is up and running. Fast Track is designed to address Missouri's workforce needs by covering the full cost of schooling for adults 25 or older, pursuing a certificate, credential, or bachelor's in a high-demand field. Department of Higher Education Deputy Commissioner Leroy Wade says the initial rollout has a primary focus.
Primarily focused on programs that are STEM or STEM-related. That's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. In addition, because teacher education serves such a foundational purpose in education, a number of teacher education programs are also eligible.
Some of the key requirements include a maximum household income of $80,000 per year if filing taxes jointly, or $40,000 annually for a single-income household. And police in Southern Missouri's Mountain View are urging people that typically deal with cash transactions to take an extra look before accepting cash. Following a spike in counterfeit cases, Saturday night police say a man tried to pass a fake $100 bill at a Walmart. This is news on Missouri Net.